T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments. So I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I want to see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow, how convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 45% on selected products. Plus, doorbusters for their Memorial Day sale. 45% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody locked in, tuned in all over North America. I am JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm thrilled to be here with you tonight. Thank you to everybody listening on your local affiliate. I don't know what your station is called. I don't know what you're listening at. Score, The Zone, The Fan, The Game. I don't know. I'm just happy that you're listening. Thank you to everybody tuned in on the free Audacy app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. I know there's people listening in their bedrooms, on their phone, at work. They in the kitchen. They got it on the phone, man. I appreciate you. You could be locked in on Sirius XM channel 158. That's how I get down when I'm in my vehicle and or maybe not both. If you got a smart speaker, you could be listening as well. All you have to do is say, hey, play CBS Sports Radio. We're being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's holding it down on the boards in New York City. Me, I am holding it down in the studio in Atlanta, Georgia. Speaking of holding it down, the Boston Celtics, they held it down tonight. I don't want to say one night only, but they stayed alive for an additional night. The Celtics go down to Miami, stay in Miami, and they beat the Heat 116-99. The Boston Celtics enter tonight in a 0-3 hole, and now Miami leads the series 3-1 after the Celtics picked up this W. Jason Tatum went out there. He had 33 points tonight. Ridiculously efficient. 14 of 22 from the field. He was 4 of 9 from downtown. Also contributed 11 rebounds and 7 assists. Also had some nice defense as well. 2 blocks to go along with a steal. So I guess this means Jason Tatum is going to wake up on Thursday up in Boston, and he'll have 15 points. I don't know. Jaylen Brown had 17. Every starter for the Boston Celtics scored in double figures. Grant Williams had 14 points off the bench. And for the Miami Heat, oh, they sucked. They did. Jimmy Butler, 29 points. 9 of 21 from the field. 8 of 32. The Miami Heat shot 8 of 32 from 3. They got so much work, so many points from some of their bench dudes. Duncan Robinson had 22 points the other night. Tonight, Duncan Robinson could only muster 2 points in 11 minutes. Caleb Martin contributed 16 points. Vincent, who had 20-plus, I think 29, 27 points. Tonight, he only had 17. And so the Miami Heat, they have given the Boston Celtics a little bit of life. And so as we go forward over the next 2 hours, we'll talk about the Celtics and the Heat, spend some time on LeBron James. All over the NFL, there's been a lot of updates as teams have opened up, you know, OTAs, Aaron Rodgers dealing with a little bit of a calf, and Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, happy to be back, but I guess that's a start. And so we got more to do. And if you don't like Roger Goodell, it sucks for you. Roger Goodell is going to be around for quite a few more years. But let's get to this Jimmy Butler guy. Because tonight, after the loss, after missing out on an opportunity to close out the Boston Celtics at home, Jimmy Butler, who, by the way, he was fined $25,000 for not speaking to the media after Sunday night's win. Tonight, Jimmy Butler did speak, and he was asked, hey, did y'all give the Celtics too much life here?
It's only one loss, obviously, but is there any concern on your part that this could start to build momentum on the Boston side of things?
No. If anything, it'll build momentum for us, knowing that we have to play with a lot more energy. And, you know, we got to play like our backs are against the wall. But I think all year long we've been better and prepared to do things the hard way.
Jimmy, when you sometimes in the playoffs there can be kind of these big swings within a series. There can be big emotional swings. After a game like this, how do you personally kind of avoid from getting too low yourself?
Stay consistent. Do the same thing that I do, that we do after every game. We're going to listen to some music. You know, we're going to drink some beers back there. I'm going to go have some wine. I don't think that you could just focus on basketball all the time. You have to be able to, you know, get away from the game a little bit. Think about it. But at the end of the day, you fall back on, you know, your habits, how consistent you're going to be. And myself and my teammates, we're going to do the same thing. We're going to smile. We're going to be in this thing together like we always are. We're going to go get one on the road.
I lost all track of everything he said after having some beer and having some wine. I want to know how much beer and how much wine are they going to have.
Says they're going to take game five, JR.
Say again, what?
He says they're going to take game five on the road.
Well, they can. Why not? I mean, the Boston Celtics, they've been up and down. I want some beer. I want some wine. But you don't drink, right? You don't drink, right? No.
Not after I got my ass kicked in a game four that I should have won. No, I wouldn't drink.
Oh. Well, in the general sense, even if you, well, you don't play in the NBA, but you don't drink anyway.
Well, I'll drink if the party is right and the mood strikes.
Oh.
Yes.
What you drinking?
Pinot Noir.
Oh.
Pinot Grigio. How about
what
you, JR?
What type of parties you going to?
Well, you know, I mean, I fancy myself with certain people, and I like to get busy every now and then, so.
What, get busy? What's that mean?
It means connect with individuals.
Playboy chef.
No, I have a girlfriend.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
This is, do we want to talk about this on air?
JR, listen to me. You're a good friend of mine. I know people want to talk Celtics and Heat, but if you ever want to question anything in terms of my relationship, I'm an open book, my friend.
This is new. No.
I haven't seen her for a little bit.
A couple months?
Yeah, a little less, yeah.
Oh, so it's still new.
Still new, man. But you know what? It's what makes life exciting, connecting with people that you, have fun with. Let's put it that way.
Oh, congratulations. I hope it works out amazing for you.
JR, you and me both, and you're going to get an invitation to my wedding, so just be ready.
Oh, nice.
Well, I mean, if it's her or if whoever it's going to be, you're getting an invitation to my wedding. You know that.
I'll come to the wedding.
I appreciate that, man.
I'll come to the wedding. Where's it going to be? I got to travel? Where's it going to be?
You might have to travel, but you've been here before.
It's going to be in New York.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I was there last week. Go ahead.
Exactly. Well, you travel on planes like people travel here on subways, so that's no problem for you.
Yeah, I take day trips. But anyway,
exactly.
I'll come up to your wedding. Is it going to be in Manhattan, or I got to go to an island or something?
I don't know. I mean, listen, anyone listening knows this. Male or female, you know this, JR.
I've never been married.
Well, there's two words to a really healthy relationship, whether it's in the beginning stages or the marriage. It's yes, dear. And so,
yes,
with
dear.
That being said, wherever she wants the wedding,
right.
That's where I'm going to go.
Maybe that's why I'm not married, Shot.
Well,
I didn't learn that.
Well, your time is coming.
You think?
I know.
I might be too late.
Yeah, because you're so old. You're in your 30s. God, I mean, you're ancient.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, I got things to do. It doesn't include marriage right now.
You say that for
but
now.
Anyway. Well, what happened? What?
No, I'm just saying. You seem like if I mean, you know, you had a caller last segment, and this happens all the time. People call and seek your wisdom.
Right.
I believe that you, part of you, wants to be a father, and I believe you were born to be a father, and so I see that coming sooner than later for you.
Oh well, thank you. Yeah, I think I already am, Shut, but that might be already done.
I didn't know that.
We'll see what happens.
I didn't know that. This is brand. I don't think people realized you were a dad.
Yeah, I told you, I'm Father Abraham out here. I mean, I got many sons.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, many sons had Father Abraham.
Got it. That's so cool, man. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Maybe I'll bring him and I don't know. I'll bring a date to the wedding. You just let me know when you're married.
I never knew you had a... You really do have a... I never knew that.
Yeah, I got... Yeah, man, yeah.
I never knew that, man. I'm sorry. I never inquired. I didn't want to poke the bear. Sorry, Grant Williams. That's none of my business, but...
Well, I'm not...
Congratulations, man.
Who's the guy that the bear got poked? Who's that guy?
Well,
Jimmy Butler.
Jimmy
right?
Butler, yes, sir.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Butler, he's like me. He ain't worried about nothing. Well, let's see if this guy's worried about anything. Hey, Lee from San Diego, you want to go to Shep's wedding?
No, I can't make it, man. I'm disabled.
Wait, what?
What?
What did you just
Thanks
say?
Thanks a lot, Lee.
Hey, I want to talk about the Padres.
Yeah.
And the schedule they have the next 8 games. They need to sweep the Nationals and take two out of three for the Yankees and two out of three for the Marlins.
Lee really cares about my life, jeez.
What was that?
Oh, no, nothing. Keep going.
Go ahead.
If they can win 5 or 6 of these next games, I still have some hope. But
hey.
This team has underachieved the whole season. I'm really worried about them, but I'm not too worried because I think they can turn it around.
Well, it's not even Memorial Day, Lee.
Yeah, I know, man.
So, I mean, I think when does the season end? September, October? I think you got some time here.
Yeah, they have some time, but they're just pushing it a little bit, I think.
Yeah, well, tell Soto to get some more hits and stop walking all the time. Hey, let me ask you this. Maybe you need to take advice from Jimmy Butler. Why don't you have, you know, some beer, have some wine, and just forget about it for a little while?
Well, I've already done that, bro.
Oh, well, damn. Well, just keep track of your liver, okay, Lee?
Hey, man.
Yeah, keep pace between now and September, okay? Call me back.
All right, Jared. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thank you, Lee, for calling. Thank you, Lee, for calling. Listen, I'm
going to listen to some music. You know, we're going to drink some beers back there. I'm going to go have some wine.
Yeah, take advice from Jimmy Butler. Instead of having, is it supposed to be a Kit Kat bar or? I don't know what that stupid commercial is. What's the commercial, Shep, where they say you're angry and.
Snickers.
Snickers, yeah. Have some beer, have some wine. I think people have been doing that for generations. Hey, John is calling from Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, John, what part of Virginia are you calling from?
I'm from Alexandria, Virginia, JR.
Oh, you from tonight? Alexandria? What, you off of like 495?
I'm right near 495 off Telegraph Road in Alexandria, Virginia. Born and raised in Alexandria.
Don't give us your social over the phone,
I'm not going to do that, JR. I'm not going to do that. I call you Mr. Glass.
Mr. Glass.
You are so smooth on the radio.
Glass is smooth?
Glass is smooth, JR.
Okay. When I think about
JR,
glass.
I'm calling because I'm a little bitter. I'm a little bitter about the NBA playoff games because, you know, I got to listen to them on my radio in my little tool room I got in my home that I built. And, you know, I'm sitting here trying to listen to, you know, broadcast about the games and stuff. And, you know, it's just kind of depressing that you can't watch it on TV and see them, you know, them big guys running up and down that court, man. Whoa. Something about it just, you know, puts a chill up my back.
Whoa.
But anyway, I hear you were in D.C. for 2 weeks.
No, I wasn't in D.C. for 2 weeks. I pop up in D.C. all the time, but not for 2 weeks, like a day, 2 days, 3 days. I pop up and I leave. What did I miss?
Well, you really didn't miss much. I mean, you know, I grew up here, but I can throw a rock and hit D.C. from here 8 miles away.
I know. But, well, you gotta drive by all them the police officers first. They be trying to pull everybody over.
Well, look, I tried to call you last night, and I drank a whole bottle of wine sitting here in my tool room.
What type of wine were you drinking?
Well, it was a red wine, and I'm really not a wine drinker. A friend of mine gave me a whole bottle of it, so I drank the whole damn bottle.
Why?
And
why?
What's that?
Why did your friend give you an entire? What was the occasion?
Oh, he doesn't drink it, and one of the girls across the street from where he lives gave it to him just as a gift, and he asked me if I wanted it. My wife and I've been married 38 years.
Oh, congrats! Anyway. Well, what's the key to 38 years of marriage? Give us some tips here.
Yes, mother. Yes, mother.
Mother, you call your wife mama?
What?
Sometimes call her other.
Hey,
things.
Hey, I didn't listen. Don't give me no details about that stuff, man. I don't want to know that.
Nothing bad, JR. Nothing bad at all, brother. I'm a happily married man. Got three grown kids and 7 grandkids.
Oh, congratulations!
Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah. I may call a lady mama every now and then. I don't know about mother, but anyway.
I'm just kidding, JR.
I got
but anyway.
You,
yeah. Hey, it's been a real pleasure listening to you and following you on the radio. And I wanted to ask you one question before I go.
Yeah.
When you go to sleep at night, because you're so knowledgeable about sports, do you dream about sports?
You don't want to know what I dream about, John. It's none of
your
business.
Oh, my God, JR. Get down.
Yeah, get down. I heard that in the 70s. Hey, John, thank you for calling from VA, okay?
Good night.
Well, thank you. Calls his wife mama. What? Well, not mama. He calls her mother. I don't know. Like, they got whips and chains in their basement. None of my business. 855-212-4CBS. Ed is calling from Pittsburgh. What's up, Ed?
Hey, JR, nobody has ever come back from an 0-3 deficit to win the playoff series in NBA history, right?
Yeah, 149-0. You going to be the first?
Hey, I'm thinking if the Heat don't win one of these last two games, I really don't like their chances at Boston for a seventh game.
Wait, help me out here.
Why don't I respect them?
You think the Boston Celtics they got well now it's 150 now after last night, huh?
You are correct, sir.
So Ed, you're saying that the Celtics? Thank you, Shep. You saying the Celtics they got a chance, or what are you saying?
Yeah, I'm saying that. Why don't I respect the Heat? You know, they won 3 games. They won 2 games in Boston. I still don't like their chances in the 7th game in Boston.
I don't know. That's a you problem, not me. I don't know. I thought the Celtics were going to win this series, and I've changed my mind. I don't want to change my mind again.
I was right with you all the way.
Yeah, well, I think the Boston Celtics have shown to be too inconsistent to my taste. So I think they had a game tonight. And they're going to go home. Look, I would not be shocked if they made the series 3-2. But to think that they're going to sweep them 4? But let's be real. And I've said this. I said this last night. Anybody who wants to run around, like the Miami Heat woke up, and that all of a sudden they've been, you know, world beaters throughout all year, they're fooling themselves. This is a team that basically finished the season sitting at 500. This is a team that had to go into the play-in. This is a squad that lost to the Atlanta Hawks. They almost lost to the Chicago Bulls, and then they went and took on the Milwaukee Bucks, and they got a battery put in their back. And so let's not wake up and be fooled and go, oh, my God, this is the greatest team since sliced bread. The Miami Heat have been able to turn things on. They deserve what they've been able to do and accomplish, but the Celtics still have more talent. Are they the better team? I wouldn't say so. Miami's been a better team here. And the Celtics got to prove that they can win out. It's unlikely. We'll see, though. I don't believe it.
Now, listening to Jimmy Butler tonight, it sounds like he doesn't really fear the Celtics. You know, really?
Well, there's nothing wrong with some beer and some wine. It doesn't sound like he's concerned either. Hey, Ed, thank you for calling from Pittsburgh.
We'll see you, JR.
All right, peace out. Look, Draymond Green said the other day on his own podcast, Draymond Green was just like, they quit. Hey, listen to what Draymond said from the other night just about that whole Grant Williams situation where he challenged Jimmy Butler. Listen to this.
You know, when you know it's not going well for something, after the game, Grant started talking about, man, my mama and my daddy taught me. My man started talking about the morals and values that he grew up on. Like, bro, you just got dropped off by Jimmy Butler. Like, we didn't question how you was raised, my dog. They were losing the lead. Energy was gone. Like, he hit the tray and started talking crazy. As much as we all want to blame Grant Williams, that ain't Grant Williams' fault. Like, Grant Williams supposed to do that. Like, when you do that, yeah, you do got to stand on that. And, of course, you're going to hear it. Like, ain't no passes. But you then need JT and JB to, like, come on now. Turn it into gear and cover your man. After the game, they asked JB about Grant and poking the bear or whatnot. And he said, next question. To me, I'm like, oh, they done. You can't next question it, JB. The Celtics quit.
Well, did they quit tonight? I think this is what makes the Celtics so maddening. Is that they can look like they quit one game, which they did. And they can come out tonight and seemingly not miss a shot. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. On the other side of the break, we're going to hear from Jason Tatum and that 16-0 run that the Celtics went on in the third quarter. We'll hear from Marcus Smart. You know, he previously said heading into tonight's game that if you give us one game, we might bounce back. We have a good chance of bouncing back. And then we certainly know. You want to talk about quitting, calling it a wrap? Last night, LeBron James kind of teased that it might be curtains for him. I don't believe it. We got some news in the NFL as well involving the kickoff. Roger Goodell is not going anywhere. Aaron Rodgers is participating in OTAs for the New York Jets. We got a lot to do. Plus you here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years, and man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Man, the hell is going on down in Florida? Well, there's a lot going on in Florida, but I'm talking about baseball. The Blue Jays just smacked the living hell out of the Rays tonight, 20-1. Vladimir Guerrero's child. I'm sorry. As far as I'm concerned, they forget Vladimir Guerrero Jr. I remember Vladimir Guerrero. Okay, Vladimir Guerrero's kid had 6 RBIs tonight. 20-1, the Blue Jays beat up on the Tampa Bay Rays. And 10 of those runs came against position players. So at one point, they were ahead 10-1. And then the Tampa Bay Rays pretty much said, we quit, we give up. And then they had position players out there. And then they tacked on another 10. And in that process, the Blue Jays have ended a 5-game losing streak. That's a beatdown. And I know Jimmy Butler was talking about sitting around having some beer and having some wine. Well, I mean, sheesh. And we know baseball players, they like to drink.
Gonna go have some wine.
Yeah, I think if you're the Rays tonight, you having a good combination of the beer and the, well, please don't do it together. But after 20-1, he might be drinking in the dugout. I've seen that before, not recently, though. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Somebody who's probably not drinking or celebratory drinks, Jason Tatum. he woke up tonight. 33 points, helped the Celtics go over the Heat. They're going back to Boston. And this is what Tatum had to say about his third quarter with the Celtics as a team. Man, they went on a 16-0 run.
The start of the third quarter could have went the other way. You know, we gave up some threes. We turned the ball over. But I think we just had to settle down a little bit. We saw a couple go in. And, you know, we started to play free. We were getting stops, getting out in transition. The ball was popping. And it was just finding guys.
Jaylen Brown. He's been shooting the ball terribly this series. Not all that much better tonight. 1 of 5 from downtown, but he did have 17 points. He talked about what he saw as an improvement tonight. Listen to this.
Just stay with it. Didn't turn the ball over and made the right reads, I think. And defensively, we were pretty a lot better today, too.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right. Shep, I think they're going to win in Boston. They're going to win one more game in Boston, man. Don't you think?
Jared, considering they're under 500 at home and they're so inconsistent from game to game, I got to go with the Heat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I know you want to see a game six, no?
I mean, the more basketball, I want to see competitive basketball.
Right.
So make them play seven. What do I care? I ain't got no money on this series. Just make them play seven. Oh, by the way, that ass whooping that just took place. Oh, it took place a couple of hours ago. 20-1, the Blue Jays beat the Rays. Hey, the Blue Jays announcers, they were pretty excited, I think, about this. Let's hear them from the Blue Jays radio network.
0-2. Bounding ball left side, charging in, backhanded by Clement. Throws to first in time to finish the game. The Blue Jays absolutely rub the Tampa Bay Rays tonight. George Springer has a massive night at the plate with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Danny Jansen. Cannot forget about the effort that Jose Barrios turned in on the bump for the Blue Jays tonight.
Oh, he wasn't excited. He was just ready to go home.
Nope. Cedric Maxwell was nowhere to be found.
Yeah, what Cedric Maxwell say? Pancakes with no syrup in the face?
He would be correct.
Yeah. Oh, they sandwiched him. That was a pancake in his face with no syrup. Take that with you, Pat Riley.
Pancakes in the face with no syrup. I think we've all been there. I mean, I've had some pancakes. They've been okay. It doesn't always need syrup if it has the right amount of milk in it and the texture is good. You know, all pancakes don't have to be. Don't got to be dry. Hey, Marco, can you relate or am I wrong here?
No. Matter of fact, my son actually usually has pancakes every morning with no syrup.
Yeah, but who makes them? You make them perfect? Who makes them perfect?
Yeah, the microwave makes them perfect from the freezer. Are you kidding me? You think time to make pancakes in the morning?
Oh, well, damn. I don't know. You whip up the batter? I don't know.
Damn, JR, I get home like an hour before he wakes up, man. I'm working on the overnight. You think I got time to be, you know, whipping up pancakes before he goes to school?
I don't know. Maybe you want to get home and you get home an hour. You got time to whip up the batter. You can make the batter the night before.
Nah, man. That's my 45-minute nap. Dad of the year, I am not. I'm just there for breakfast. You know, I'll put
I'm
it together.
Just there
I'll
for
get
breakfast.
The I'll get the apples or the fruit or whatever it is. I'll get his milk, his vitamin. I take care of that. But we're not whipping up pancakes. That's not happening.
Oh, I can dig it. Well, at least you get a little fruit in there, so you don't need syrup if you got the fruit.
Yeah, no. Like I said, he every morning that's usually his thing. I'll ask him every once in a while to waffle, but again, no syrup. He's not a cereal guy. It's pancakes or a waffle, no syrup with some whatever fruit I got in the house.
No fruit compote, no? That's too much?
Nah, man.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I thought maybe you whip up the batter, you get a little fruit compote there, and, you know, just serve it up. I don't know, Marco.
No whipping up anything. Minute 15 in the microwave. When the beep goes off, breakfast is ready, man. That's about as long as it takes me to cut an apple.
Yeah, it sounds like Major League Baseball right now. Just blink and it's done, unless you're getting your ass whooped 20-1. It takes a little bit more work. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We got a lot of callers here. If you're on the line, we will get you on. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I see the callers here. Want to talk about the Celtics, want to talk about the Heat, want to talk about LeBron, want to talk about the Nuggets. We're going to talk about the Jets. We'll get into some of this other stuff going on with the NFL and the kickoff rules. I guess the NFL is trying to wake up and be safe. I didn't know football can be safe, but the NFL is going to try.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
So the Phoenix Suns, they are down to a head coaching search with five finalists. Nick Nurse, Doc Rivers, Frank Vogel, and then you got a couple of dudes who I'm not familiar with. Jordy Fernandez, who's a Kings assistant under, Shep, just won Coach of the Year?
Yeah, Mike Brown.
Mike Brown. And then you got assistant coach Kevin Young, who's already in the Suns organization. Like, big deal, so what? Who cares who coached the Phoenix Suns? Just who the hell's going to be on the team? That's it. Like, who is going to be on the team besides Kevin Durant, Booker? I mean, you could throw, I guess, Chris Paul in there. We've heard about the rumors, but you could throw him in there. And then Cameron Payne. Like, who cares who coached the squad? It's nothing but a revolving door. They play musical chairs. Your turn, my turn. I move from this team to that team. Like, who cares? Let me know what the roster looks like in a few months. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. AP is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What up, JR? How you doing tonight?
I'm pretty good. What's on your mind?
Sounds good. Not much, man. Shep, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing well, AP. Always good to hear from you, my friend.
Good. Hey, man, I just want to say one thing, man. I love your show, number one. Number two, I really don't think LeBron is going to retire. I think he said that, like, out of frustration. Like JR said, he's just frustrated. He just got a sweep. But I really want to say, man, because I'm so, funny about it, because when Marco said, according to the Boston coach, like, was that wrong? That made my day, because I think that I'm not the only black guy that watches Seinfeld, but when he said that, I was about to pull over when he said that. Like, was I wrong for doing that?
Well, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't watch Seinfeld. I don't know what you're talking about.
I think Shep knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Shep, what did I miss? I missed something on my own show. What happened?
So no. So what AP's referring to is basically George slept with a cleaning lady. That worked at his company. Then he tried to plead the fifth. Like, I didn't know that was wrong. And he's like, I'm going to plead ignorance on this one.
So help me out here.
Right.
What the hell does that have to do with anything that took place tonight?
Oh, because Marco was making a joke about not knowing if it was wrong or right to sleep with.
Deal.
Yeah, with Ime Udoka sleeping with, you know, someone who is a subordinate.
Did I say that tonight or yesterday?
This was tonight.
Tonight.
Oh, I said that tonight. I don't know. What do I know? I'm just, man. Hey, maybe I wasn't making a joke, but anyway.
No, I mean, it wasn't you making a joke. It was like Marco was like referring to the coach from Boston sleeping with a subordinate, and he was like, you know, acting like George Costanza making a point to.
Oh, I get
it. Sleeping with the lady. Like, was I wrong for that? So.
Oh, see, it went over my head. I don't know.
Who said that? She did. Was that wrong? Should I not have done that? I tell you, I gotta plead ignorance on this thing, because if anyone had said anything to me at all when I first started here that sort of thing was frowned upon.
Oh, see, I don't know. I don't watch Seinfeld.
Yeah,
I missed out on a joke on my own show. Look at that.
Yeah, that was just so funny because I was driving home, and when he said that, I was, right. Oh man, I was in tears going home from work. So,
well, I'm glad that we could. Well, thank you. I'm glad we could put together some good audio for you. But what else is up, AP?
Not much, man. I just appreciate the show, man. I love you, man, and thanks. I will continue to listen to you and Shep. And Marco, thank you for that reference because that really made my day. So that's all I really wanted.
Oh, well, thank you, AP. Thank you so much. I need to get up on Seinfeld. I was just really talking about a guy sleeping with his coworkers. I didn't know it was a Seinfeld joke there. Are there any other cultural or pop cultural references that I'm missing? Hey, Shep, is there another case where a guy sleep? Well, no, never mind. never mind.
In Friends. Friends.
Nope,
okay,
nope,
don't go there.
Nope,
okay,
nope,
got it.
Nope.
You've seen Friends, right?
Have I seen Friends?
Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow's in Friends, right?
That you would be correct. Now, there's five other big-time feature players in that show besides Lisa Kudrow.
The one who was married to Brad Pitt?
Yeah, Jennifer Aniston. So she actually, in that show... it's not Luke Perry, it's Matthew Perry.
Is this a brother?
No, they're not brothers.
Matter close enough.
Yes. Luke Perry, I believe, actually passed away recently.
Oh, drugs?
I don't think it was drug related.
Okay. All
right. That was sad.
Rest in peace.
He died young, yeah.
All right. Well, no, I don't know no other Friends.
That's true.
Sorry.
There was a very similar episode where somebody did sleep with someone when they shouldn't have, involving a work-related...
I can think of a million real-life instances where someone slept with a subordinate, but that's why I said, let's not get into that. You just open up the paper, that's it. I guess I'm old, open up the paper. Just Google it, okay? 855-212-4CBS, that's 855-212-4CBS. Hey, Ime Udoka, Houston is a nice place. He's not going to have to... stay in a building. He can go outside. Carson is calling from Hawaii. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Carson?
Hello. Hey, how's it going, JR? Long time listener, first time caller.
Thanks. Are those kids in the back?
Yeah, they're actually.
How
my
many? How many are back there? How many?
There's just two, 4-year-old and 8-year-old.
Oh, congrats! Those are your kids?
Yeah.
Beautiful. What's on your mind, Carson?
No, I'm just saying I'm a Lakers fan. I've been a Lakers fan for a while, but I just can't understand how LeBron's gotten worse at shooting after playing basketball for 20 years.
Oh, my God. You think, like, he got worse? He just takes a higher volume.
Line, he can't shoot threes. It's like Westbrook was his shooting coach this year.
He takes a higher volume of them, man. He's never been a shooter, so I'm not going to kill him over his shooting.
I'm not trying to kill him or anything. It's just like I figure, like, he shouldn't take in acting classes. He could have been working on a 3-point shot. I know he's slowing down. He's getting older.
Well, LeBron's career has been predicated on going to the basket and commanding an offense. And I think anybody who's played ball gets this. Like, when you get tired, and I am going to equate this to being tired and getting older, you don't want to go to the basket. If I'm out there playing basketball for, I don't know, hours upon end, there's going to come a point in time where I'm just like, screw this crap. I ain't going to the basket. I'm just going to pull up for a J. And the way the NBA has gone, he's going up for a whole lot of J's. He's taking a lot of threes, man.
Yeah, he did take a lot of threes. I just can't believe how his shooting, like, he just had some real poor performances in the fourth quarter during this last series and everything. I mean, he had some open shots.
He's 38 years old, and he's had to drag this team more recently on his back.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler is a good example of somebody who came in the league. You know, it wasn't the best shooter, it wasn't the most clutch, but
and
I don't know
he
who
still
his
ain't,
coach is.
And he still ain't the best of shooters. Let's not paint Jimmy Butler like he woke up and became Ray Allen, okay?
Yeah, no, but I mean, I just watched his career. He became much more efficient in scoring and, you know, jump shots. And
well, there's a difference between becoming more efficient as an offensive player and then just hugely increasing your percentages, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
Just give him a break, Carson. Come on, you got two kids. What's your jump shot look like?
Hey, it used to be pretty good. I used to play quite a bit of basketball.
Oh, used to. Okay, used to be. Okay. All right, Carson. Thank you. What time is it out in Hawaii right now? Where you at, Honolulu?
No, I'm on the Big Island. Big Island of Hawaii, Hilo side. It's 6:57. 6:50.
6:50. What, y'all getting ready to have dinner?
Yeah, no, actually, we just went out to dinner. My youngest had gymnastics, so we just did the gymnastics thing, went out to dinner. And now, I usually listen to you on the way home from work, so.
Oh, well, thanks. What's life like? Hey, Carson, I've been all over this damn country. I've been to Alaska. I have not been to Hawaii. Why do I need to come visit?
Well, you know, we got pretty much every climate zone on Earth right here on this island. We got, I think, every single temporal zone but one, glacial. So if you want to be snowboarding in the morning and surfing in the afternoon, there's just one island you can do that.
All right. Well, thank you, Carson. I've been everywhere in this country except for Hawaii, but I'll make my way out there sooner than later. Okay.
Yeah, the eruption scene too is pretty epic. If you've never seen a live volcanic eruption in Kilauea, puts on a show.
Do I want to see that?
I would. I think in like everybody's bucket list should be to see the power of that because it's pretty amazing. Okay. Sight.
Hey, I've lived through some pretty traumatic events here. I don't know if I want to add that to the list, but thank you, Carson.
right on. Thanks, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
All the best, man. Be safe out there. Yeah, man. I've lived through my share of events. I don't know if I want to tack on volcanic eruption. I think I'm okay. I'm good on YouTube, man. I can watch all that on YouTube. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Listen. We're going to take a break in a second. And on the other side, we got all this talk about LeBron and needs to improve as a shooter. He's 38. Okay, not everybody's going to beat Jason Kidd. And typically, most players, they do improve. They improve shooting as they're in the league longer. Well, I'm not going to complain about a guy who at 38 years old can still almost put up 30 points, 8 rebounds, and 8 assists a game. Like, sign me up for that. What am I complaining about? Nothing. I won't. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I told you we will hear from Marcus Smart. We're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers. And I guess he's injured already? What did he do? He ain't been around long enough to be hurt. OTAs are underway. The NFL, they're out here changing rules for the kickoff. Roger Goodell is not going anywhere. And matter, you speaking of LeBron and his retirement, I want to cue up some audio from months ago. Like, what's going to make LeBron James stick around? There's a lot to do before we go. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. If you're on the phone line, if you're on hold, if you're trying to call, I'm going to get you on CBS Sports Radio.
The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only 6 organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
Attention, listeners.
I'm pleased to announce that Radio Rental is returning for another installment of Terrifying Tales. If you happen to be new here, I'm Terry Carnation, current proprietor of the Radio Rental Video Store, where I possess a collection of the scariest true stories you've ever heard, all told by real people. Mark your calendars for... Oh, apparently it's available right now. I'm a little late with this promo.
Listen for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mountain Dew Zero Sugar asks, ever wonder what it would be like to live in an alternate universe?
Well, friends, welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, when you crack one open and try it, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious. Hey, transport yourself to an alternate universe with Mountain Dew Zero Sugar. Zero sugar, all Dew.
Quench your thirst at Quality Mart today, where you can get 220-ounce ice-cold Mountain Dews for only $3.50. Mountain Dew and Quality Mart, do the Dew.